This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
You have a new text message.
Boom,
ba,
boom.
Yes. It's text roulette. What do you want to know? Something that's bothering you? You need a little advice? Try and solve this issue. What can we solve for you today? 414-432-1099. Get your text in. We've got a lot of text messages on the board, so we're going to spin the text roulette wheel.
Spin that wheel.
25.
Number 25.
Life questions, relationship questions, work questions, issues with a neighbor.
Yeah.
Something you've just pondered. What are we going to deal with today? What are we going to help answer?
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of Warranty Forever. Our family rented a beach house together for spring break last year. This is what text number 25 says. Everything was great except my brother and his girlfriend were super loud at night and not from snoring.
Mm.
Totally awkward. I cringe because I know my parents heard it last year too.
Of course you cringe. It's your brother.
Planning on doing the same trip next week. Oh, so this family has spring break next week. Some people have it this week. Should I say something to him or is this better left alone? Well, if you don't want to hear anything, you say something. Bro. What?
Hear something,
really?
Say something.
Exactly. Do you really have to?
You definitely
Mom and
say
Dad
something.
Don't want to hear that stuff.
And if you all are close enough to go on a vacation and be sharing a house together, then yeah, you need to reach out to your brother ahead of time and say, look, I don't need to know anything. I'm just telling you, we know what's going on in the bedroom. We've heard it.
And shame on them.
And also flipping on him.
Exactly.
Do you want to hear me? Brother, probably not. Brother.
What if we have to share a room?
Probably
okay?
not.
You're not going to want to have this happen.
I mean, come on. Don't ruin the trip for everybody.
Should I say something to him or is this better left
Brother's
alone?
Having a great trip. He's like, spring break's awesome. I love this.
Well, it sounds like this beach house. And you know, beach houses, they're if it's on the beach, there's not a lot of insulation, not a lot of need for that. Like in the winter here in Wisconsin, we need the walls a little thicker. This is pretty paper thin near the beach house.
Bring a sound machine or use one of those sound machine apps to. I'm just saying, just do. There's only certain things that you can control, and that's one of those.
Then you need to say something to
bring
this
brother. Bring your earplugs. I think you should also say something to the brother. That's ruining the trip. It's gross.
And
come on, man.
And it doesn't sound like anybody.
Be aware. Like, it's one thing if you're at a resort, a hotel. Mm-hmm. You're never going to see these people again. You know, everyone's there. Everyone's there to have their own fun time.
Yeah.
This is a family vacation.
Right. The family's there. I don't know if there's kids. It sounds like maybe
I would absolutely say something.
They're all adults, it seems like, anyway. So we're not going to judge there. But
and bring
just
your own earplugs.
Why should it be on me to make the sound?
Because you can't control anybody else's actions. That's why.
You certainly can. Yo, you need to quiet down. Mom and Dad are here. Everybody hears that. Everybody's been talking about it. Obviously, this texter didn't say anything last year when they did this spring break trip. So maybe this year it should be a little bit different.
This is why you should always travel with an eye mask and earplugs because you just never know. Aren't there times where you're in a hotel room and you put the room darkening and curtains, you close up, yeah, and there's that little sliver that peeks through?
What do you do? Do you bring like a paper clip?
No, I bring the eye mask. The eye mask and the earplugs. And also with the earplugs, we were at an Airbnb in Arizona a couple years ago with two other couples. And
there's noises.
Oh my gosh. No, Jason. Jason, one of the husbands.
Oh, okay.
His snoring shook the walls. It was horrible.
Well.
And the next day, we were all giving him crap about it, and he said, oh, yeah, I guess I do. I snore a lot. You do, and it was loud. It was bad.
All right, so you didn't say anything?
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I said something to Jason. I said something to Jason.
So you should say something to this brother. What should this person say? Should I say something to him? Hey, you were loud. What if he doesn't care? How can you convince him to like tone it down this year on this spring break trip?
Is the sister jealous?
Maybe.
I guess I said sister. I don't know if this is a boy.
Yeah.
Or this could be a brother.
Our family
is the brother jealous?
Rented a beach house together for spring break. Everything was great. My brother and his girlfriend. No, it doesn't say anything about
We don't know if it's a brother or a sister.
No.
So say something to your brother. And again, control what you can control.
Let's not have this happen. Now, the awkward part of this, I would think, is why didn't you tell me last year? Why don't you say something? Why are you waiting until now to tell me this?
Because we didn't know if the trip was going to be planned again. But now that we are in this situation.
Well, you got to answer for everything, don't you?
Yeah, because this is awkward. And you want to get a good night's sleep.
Totally awkward.
Sitting around the table and everything like that. And you're just like, so, how was everybody's night? Well, we know Kyle's was good.
Woo! All right.
Kyle and April. I don't know their names.
You already got
them
picked up. Yeah, right. 414-432-1099. Call or text for this mixed listener in text roulette. Family rented a beach house last spring break. Everything was great except the brother and the girlfriend were super loud at night. Very awkward. The parents, of course, heard it too. Planning on doing the same trip next week. Should they say something now or just leave it alone? Have to deal with it.
I'd want one of my sisters to tell me. Because it would be mortifying, but also you need self-awareness here. Maybe the couple genuinely didn't realize that the walls were so thin and people could hear what was going on.
Now it's worse because it happened last year. Nobody said anything. Now they're going to bring this up? 414-432-1099. What is your advice in text roulette?
We're going to get to your text and your calls and your advice coming up. But first, a quick break from our sponsors.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Family rented a beach house together. Brother brought the girlfriend last year. Loud at night, not from snoring. That is the text roulette.
No, it was from wrestling. They like to wrestle at night. It's crazy. They're so into WWE.
Family, maybe it's UFC. Family is planning on doing this same trip next week. Should this person say something to the brother or leave it alone? Just deal with it. I'm thinking.
No, don't just deal with it. It's your vacation too.
Yeah, you got to say something, right? It's not up to you to bring the headphones or the earplugs.
No,
or anything
you
like
should
that.
Bring that. Radar and I disagree on that. You should absolutely arm yourself with what you need for a good night's sleep because a good night's sleep is priceless.
I want to hear the ocean.
Bring the earplugs. Bring the sound machine. There's an app for it. It's free. Use it all the time.
You do have to say something, but I want to hear the ocean at night, not the motion of the ocean, if you know what I mean.
The brother wants to hear some cake by the ocean.
Apparently, that's what it is. We did get a text saying, say something to your brother and then suggest they go have their fun in the ocean. I don't know. Jellyfish, bacteria and stuff. You know, just say something. Yeah. You don't want that. You don't need any emotions actually in the ocean.
Here's messages that are saying the sibling is jealous. I was kind of leaning that way, too. Is this a brother or a sister? We don't know. Like, man, I'm not bringing a significant other. My brother is. It's always my brother. Todd's always the one making all this noise. Todd's.
I thought you said it was Kyle earlier.
Man, sounds like a Todd.
Uber driver Christian.
Kyle's someone that I feel like would want to have fun in the bedroom, but We'll be respectful and keep it quiet.
Well, maybe
Todd's the one that's like, what's up? Socking them on everything. Don't worry about mom and dad. Don't worry.
Just do it. Plug your ears. It's all about me. Is that what it is?
That's what Todd would do. For sure.
Okay. Well, and then we also have Uber driver Christian.
Hey, Uber driver Christian, we love when you are part of the show.
Bring a speaker with some oomph. When you start hearing those non-snoring noises, blast Baby Shark at their wall. They'll get the message. Are you kidding me? What? Oh, what is going on? Yeah. It's got a good beat, though. I don't know. Brother might not stop.
They're about... They're about to make a Baby Shark, yeah. And it's like, and you know what? And that song is going to be in your future all the time.